Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 125, Riding the Waves of Our Changing World.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, hello there. How have you been doing? I'm speaking to you today on February the 17th, a day when Saturn in Aquarius is squaring Uranus in Taurus. This is the first of the meeting of these two giants. Next one's going to be in the middle of June and then December the 24th. And these were probably the big events of this year. As we start to see Saturn, which is structure, foundation in Aquarius, creating new structures and foundations, new innovative ideas, squaring the Uranus, which is about sudden change in Taurus, the earth, nature. And I'm seeing those changes. And they may be slow because Taurus is slow, as I have described. But I wasn't surprised to see or read that Bill Gates suggests that all adults should eat synthetic meat. This is the beginning of Uranus and Taurus. Let's bring out a new idea about eating, about farming, about finances. This is what we're going to be seeing more and more. And the fact that he owns a majority of the land here, farming land in America, it's not surprising that he's now coming up with these ideas. But we don't need to go and eat synthetic meat. We need to reclaim the land. We need to work with the land. We need to work with the animal kingdoms. And deciding that we're actually not going to work with them and work with synthetic meat is not the answer. But I'm also seeing that this change that's happening is changing in people's minds. I see more of us waking up, more of us saying, I'm not going along with that plan, that agenda that someone is setting. And it's very interesting. Here we are in the middle of February, and things are already starting to die away with coronavirus. In India, for instance, they're seeing very low levels of COVID-19, despite the fact that not everybody is wearing masks, despite the fact that their vaccine program hasn't even started in this very large country, or let's say it's only just starting. And I'm seeing that where we live, our numbers of people who have COVID or in hospital, they're going down very dramatically, and I'm really pleased. And it isn't because of the vaccination programs. Here, where I live, we've probably got about 10% of people who have had both vaccines, and yet the numbers have fallen by 40, 50%. So we're going to hear the subject matter saying, ah, look, this is because of the vaccines, this is because of the masks. But I think that things are changing at a much faster rate than just what we may be doing in the world as far as the COVID. And what am I talking about? I'm seeing changes happening, and it really excites me, changes happening to the magnetic field of the Earth, which I've spoken about, but the magnetic field of the sun. Things are changing in the sun. I've been watching how there have been sun flares, not a lot of activity, but there's also things happening there that are not quite as they used to be. And I feel, because I see the sun as a portal, an opening to the galaxy, and the galaxy is an opening to the creative source beyond that, it feels as if there's a wave of energy, and I've described this before, we could call it cosmic energy, that's coming through the black and white hole in the center of the galaxy. And it's reaching the sun, and it's having an influence on all of us, all the planets, and our own makeup. And so you could call it a proton wave, or you could call it a web plasma wave, but it's definitely a wave of consciousness, a wave of something that is changing the frequency, not only of our sun, of our planet, but also of us. A change of consciousness is happening. And it's pushing before it everything that is no longer needed. And so I know I've described this before, but it's as if you may have had a lot of dreams recently, and those dreams were full of old energy, and you were sorting things out, or you might be meeting people that you needed to say goodbye to. But everything is being swept towards us in order for us to make a decision. Do I take ownership of this, or do I let it go past me? Do I need to forgive someone? Do I need to forgive myself? So you may have noticed events have speeded up, or you've had influences from other people, and you had to speak your truth, or you had to do something, or you've just had to let go and say, this isn't mine. I'm not going to get involved with your agenda, your emotions anymore. So it is about standing in this wave of truth, or this standing in this wave of new consciousness that is coming into the planet. But remember that the planet herself is also going through her transformation, so that we're moving ourselves from this denser energy that has a lot of connections to time, to stories, to the denser emotions. And we are lightening ourselves up. We are saying, I choose not to be weighed down by those denser emotions anymore. I choose not to be held back by ancient stories, past lives, stories of this life. I am freeing myself up. And the way we do this is to actually either take ownership of that story, ownership of the wisdom of that story, say, ah, yes, I learned from that story. Thank you very much. I can let it go. Or to actually say, I choose that this type of energy around me doesn't bring me into an enlightened place or a loving place. It takes me down into denseness. So we are having our experiences. It may come in the dream state. It may come in our natural state, when we're being able to make choices. Does this bring me into an enlightened state? Do I know more of myself by entering into this space? Or does it take me away from myself? Does it bring me into fear? Does it bring me into shame? And so many would say watching the news all the time is one of those situations where it's not always enlightening. It's not always making us feel that we're moving into a more friendly place, a more enlightened place. It's don't trust people. Don't trust people if they haven't had a vaccine. Don't do this. Don't do that. So we're now making choices who we choose to listen to and who is bringing us to a closer place within ourselves. So I always say when I was working with and where I am working with intuition, my only purpose of being intuitive is to help you to know yourself more fully. And if I say something to you that seems to take you away from yourself, that is not intuition. So when someone says to me, you're looking tired today, Christine, it doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't make me feel more enlightened. It actually makes me feel shamed. So I'm very careful when I say, okay, this is what my intuition tells you or tells me about you. It may be something that's a little shocking, but it's actually helping you to open to yourself. It's not feeding my ego. So when I'm watching someone on the news, I'm asking, whose information are you bringing forward? Again, whose agenda? But also, are you helping me to feel better about myself? Are you helping me to know more about myself? If not, I'm not going to listen to you. And that can be, you might say, well, they're not actually talking to me. But at the end of that conversation or the end of watching that program, does that make you feel more enlightened, or does it make you feel more fearful? If it's making you more fearful, don't watch it. So we are being given, as I say, this chance to really sort out the wheat from the chaff. Many of you might have been clearing your houses anyway, shining a light in the world and being very mindful of what don't I want to connect to anymore. Might be other people's attitudes or other people's ways of being. And it isn't about judging them. It's just saying, this isn't working for me. This doesn't bring me closer to myself. Difference between solar plexus judgment, third eye discernment. I hear what you're saying. It's not the path I wish to take. Simple as that. And so as we're moving in this direction, we are lightening ourselves up. We're unburdening ourselves. And we're staying at the same time very associated with the world. We're not floating away somewhere. Nobody needs to be meditating at this time unless the meditation brings you more into your body, onto this earth. Because as we are moving and as our energy becomes lighter, as we, what we call the same words are, when we become more conscious, being more conscious of ourselves means we're lighter. As we become lighter, our light becomes stronger. And as we talk about the different dimensions, we're moving now from what's being called the third dimension or the third density to the fourth density to the fifth density. And there are many densities or dimensions. If we can just see that sometimes we confuse those words. The lighter I become and moving into what I call the fourth density or the fifth density or beyond, the more I can enter other dimensions. So what I would like to do is to say, it's like if I turn up the dimmer switch in a room, I not only see one door that can lead me out of this room, but I might see many more. So the more light inside us is switched on, the more possibilities are available to us. And they are what we often call our multidimensional world, the way in which we live. And that's where we're moving to. So I like the idea of we are all enlightening. We are allowing ourselves to be seen, because when we become lighter, we have less secrets or almost no secrets, no shame. So we bring everything into the light. And the more we bring everything into the light, the stronger we feel. And the more we're able to then change our reality in a way that moves in the intention or the way you would like to see the world. So this isn't only something happening to us, but the more our light shines, the more we will see instantaneously that that world or that intention becomes real around us. It's what we've called synchronicity. So I think of someone and they call me. That is because the lighter we get, the more clairvoyant we get, the more telepathic we get, and the more instantaneous we get in being able to communicate our wishes into the world to create and manifest reality. There's a lot going on there. Now, why am I excited about this? It's because I'm seeing the earth go through these same stages. What I understand is, as we know, the magnetic field has changed dramatically within the field. So the north, where we used to, the magnet pointed north, is no longer pointing in that direction. It's moved. But we're also seeing that there may be a magnetic reversal, so that what was positive become goes down into the south and negative. In other words, the poles may reverse. Now, this may mean nothing to us physically. There may be obviously problems electronically, but what it's saying is we are moving beyond the idea of polarization anymore. There's no clear distinction now between positive and negative. There's no clear distinction now between the North and the South Poles energetically. And that means that we too are merging much more into androgynous beings, which is what we're seeing. People now saying, well, which gender am I? What am I living? But it's also saying is that we cannot be polarized in a way that we say this is right and this is wrong. So there is going to be this Saturn in Aquarius is breaking down the old structures that have defined us into a certain party or a certain team follower or a certain gender. It doesn't mean I don't say I am a woman, but I am not saying that as in opposition to men. So I can make a choice, but it is not in opposition to something else. And my choices actually enrich your choices. They don't take away. So the meaning of this is unity through the acceptance of diversity. This fourth density world, this fifth density world that we're moving into, still have some polarization, but it is not in opposition. It's the understanding that there is you, me, and us. And that allows us to have the ability to work within this world of duality. So whenever you may hear someone talk about there's us and there's them, walk the other way, because that concept is very third density energy. Now, what is happening as we move from this third density to fourth? The field that we used to say is total reality is starting to break down. I used to call it that the matrix is starting to shimmer. And if you saw the film The Matrix, it was almost, you remember when he sees the cat twice, it's the memory of deja vu, something that's appearing twice because there's a glitch in the matrix. Now we're starting to see this happen in other ways, and there's more and more evidence that there's this shift in what we saw as reality, and it's being called web plasma. Now, let me describe this to you. When I have a thought, there is around us, around my beingness, this what we call a web plasma, or others have called it an electromorphic field, and it's almost like liquid crystal. So that when I send my thought out into this liquid crystal, it literally takes on the shape that then becomes my thought in manifestation. And that's how the spirit world manifests in a certain form. So you may say, I've seen my guide as a Native American, or I've seen my guide as an animal. And it is because the spirit world uses this liquid crystal, this plasma, in order to imprint the intention of its beingness into our world and manifest. Now, the manifestation may not be extraordinarily bright. In other words, if you've ever seen what we call a ghost or a spirit, you know, it's not, doesn't stand out always, but it's there enough for you to say, oh, I recognize that person, or I recognize that being. And what we're now seeing on some photographs is the shimmering that occurs when we are no longer just seeing the building, but we're seeing actually the web plasma behind that building. And so you may well have seen this yourself. It's as if everything's just moving slightly. It's as if everything's got that little liquid crystal awareness to it. And this is what's happening to our world itself. Our world, our planet, is also shifting in its consciousness. And we will become more aware of elementals, of little people, because they are all have always been there, but we didn't always have the eyes to see them. And so it's not necessarily that our eyes are changing, but as we lighten our consciousness, our eyes are changing, our ears are changing, our hearing's changing, our smell's changing, and we're being able to see into those etheric worlds that up till now have eluded us. So you may hear different sounds, you may see things out the corner of your eyes. And so what we're now being able to see is into this interdimensional world of what we call the elementals, where they've always lived there. What many have described as fairies and gnomes and goblins, but they've always been there. It's just that we're changing now to be able to see them. So you may even see this sort of shimmering blue light, something a little different out the corner of your eyes. Or you may see the lights around a candle, or you might see the shimmering light around a candle. It's like seeing the aura. So when we talk about seeing an aura, It's literally you're seeing the light body of an individual. So our world is becoming less solid and it's becoming much more fluid, as I hope you're understanding me speak about. And partly, as I say, it's because we're changing, and partly because the world itself is changing, the planet is changing. She is not so set in her ways. And that, to me, ties into the Uranus in Taurus, Taurus being nature, our nature kingdoms. And so everything is shifting. And what will happen is that we become resonance with the world around us. We will feel more attuned to going into nature. We feel it more important to us to eat good food, or eat food that is live food, as I've talked about, or to listen to good music, or have a good smell. These are all Taurian ideas. And so because our light body now is wanting to resonate with similar frequencies, we will be attracted to those who have a similar frequency to our light body. Hence, we may not be attracted so much to people whose energies are denser. I hope this is making sense to you. Now, this is happening, as I say, not just because the Earth is also changing her density. We're changing our density, as I say, surfing the waves with her, keeping in tune with her. But also what we've seen over the last few years, each of the planets is changing. The winds on certain planets have speeded up. The slight axis or the timing of a planet has changed. So things are changing on all the planets that circulate around or orbit around the sun. And we believe that's because the sun is changing. And just recently, I saw this wonderful clip where they showed that the sun had sent out a flare and this piece of plasma was just outside the sun. But usually it would just be drawn back in immediately, but it didn't. So again, something's happening, we could say, with the aura or the density of the sun. And she's revealing herself now, or himself, I don't mind which, as a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional being. And many more, let me say, there's no limit to the dimensions, certainly up to 12 dimensions. So everything is shifting. And it's almost like we're in suspended animation, because this wave of consciousness coming through the galaxy, coming to our solar system, coming to us, coming to our planet, is pushing everything, as I say, away from us that no longer works for us. But we're in this sort of suspended state within this cosmic wave, almost seeing what's going to happen next. And that, when that happens, I'll just finish with this. We've also been seeing that the electromagnetic field of the Earth, the Schumann resonances, which usually is around 7.83 hertz, it's been having spikes. And the spikes have been going up to 50, 60, sometimes even higher. And those spikes have an effect on us, because the frequency of the electromagnetic frequency of the Earth affects the electromagnetic frequency of our mind, our brain. So our brain waves around 7.83 is between the alpha and the theta. So it's kind of where we live. But when it goes up into those higher ranges, it goes up into the gamma rays or the gamma energy. And gamma is sensitivity, clairvoyance, telepathy, higher states of awareness. So you may have found over the last few days that you have had difficulty sleeping because we've been buzzing with this new energy. It might have caused you to not sleep well, have dreams, be restless, be even anxious, because new energy is coming in. And you'll be pleased to know that the Earth has calmed down, or the resonances have calmed down for a moment. So I think we're all sleeping better now. But can you understand that when this cosmic ray of consciousness is coming in, it's bringing in frequencies that we know, we remember, and our soul is saying, yes, 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 let's go for it. But our body and maybe our little self is going, ah! So just be patient, root yourself, as I keep saying, do some nice cooking, baking, walking, anything that keeps you in tune with the earth, and keep yourself out of those denser energies. Just keep yourself in a place where you're listening to things or talking with people who have this awareness of things changing and aren't scared of the change. So I bring that all together. This is an exciting time. Our sun is changing her frequency. She is showing us more of herself. The earth is changing. The planets are changing. The galaxy is changing. And so when I laugh when people talk about climate change or that we have to kind of control carbon emissions, etc., because the level of our thinking, that's minuscule to really what's going on in the world. And anybody who's speaking like that is trying to keep us enslaved or trying to keep us in that third density. And what I'm saying is, you were never a slave. You are a divine being. You are divine light. You are riding these waves of change. These are the times you're waiting for. And you are shedding a huge coat, heavy coat, that's held you down in this third density of fear and shame and subservience, and saying, that's not who I am. And I am no longer going to hide my light. I'm going to be the light being that I am and not need to go and do anything with it, just be it. And any time where these little distractions come in, these little gremlins come in and start to pull you down, just say, go away, go away. As if you would just tell a little thought, a little fly, go away. Because they're just trying to pull you back down there. Don't give them less energy. You don't need to go and do more therapy on this. Just say, not now. It's not my interest. Thank you very much. So I wish you all a good week. This is such a busy time. It's such an energetic time. Imagine, remember that you are divine light and you're shining through that galaxy, through that galactic hole, through the sun, through the earth, into your heart. And you're saying, please clear anything that is stopping me reaching my full potential to allow me to be enlightened and to be the being that I chose to be for the world today. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all Heart Speak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. Heart Speak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heart Speak.